Claire Bangzer with NOLA Beings, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I first saw NOLA Beings on Instagram and I loved the interplay of an image of a person, a portrait with a quote. For people who've never seen it, if they go to Instagram and search for NOLA Beings, what will they see there?
They'll see a whole living archive of people that mostly live in New Orleans and a little short story, something that they told me in conversation about kind of what's going on in their life right now. All of the portraits are taken on the street in the place where I meet them. So it's meant to really feel like I'm just seeing them like this, just as you would see them like this. And then the conversations that I have with the people I meet could range anywhere from, you know, a minute, just quick hello, and maybe they say something funny and I ask if I can share it, to an hour or more. And some of these people that I've interviewed have become friends of mine. And so it's been just a really rewarding experience.
So we asked you via NOLA Beings to record some audio as you went out and made these images. One of the people you found was this guy named Jackie Robertson. Tell us a little about him, where you found him, and how he had what I would call this the least romantic love story ever to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I met Jackie. I actually was collecting a handful of stories near Jeans.
Jeans Po' Boys.
Jeans Po' Boys.
Allegian Fields and St. Claude.
Yeah. And I ended up striking up a conversation with this guy, Jackie, who works at a restaurant near Jeans.
We'll go ahead and hear a little bit of what he told you.
Baseball, basketball, football, that was everything to me. I couldn't stand girls because of one reason. If they couldn't play basketball, football, or basketball, it was useless. That's the way I thought. And look, that stayed with me until I was 19, yeah. And then I figured out I had to like them. You know? I'm telling you.
How did that change? That's an amazing story.
Well, when you get older, you know, like I was 34 when I got married because I thought I would never do that. And, well, you need a companionship. You need different things. That's what made me change, you know?
Do you think it was partially your wife?
No, actually, it was three guys at work. And I'm going to tell you why. Two guys were never married. They're getting ready to retire. They're 60 years old. They're getting ready to retire. The unmarried stories was kind of dull and, like, lifeless, you know? Like, yeah, these dudes might not have no fun at all. Now, these other guys, they always got a complaint, but they like what's going on. So after I examined that a while, I went to her and I said, hey, look, I said, we could get married now, you know? She got married with me. I said, you don't love me. And so I said, well, I don't have to love you to marry you, you know? I said, we could get to like each other. That's the way I thought about it.
So you didn't love her, but you decided to marry her?
Yeah.
That's eventually, an amazing story.
Eventually I loved her after a while, you know? I had to get to know her.
So there we get to know this guy. We have sort of a snapshot of this really personal part of his life.
It is ultimately still a love story because that love evolved. And I think, you know, we can recognize that it's not always these
stars and hearts. And, yeah. So then we go from Jackie over to a couple that are clearly from the picture very much in love who you found. And then what did you find when you recorded them?
I love these girls. They were just super bubbly. And when I asked if I could interview them, they were like very, very down, you know, like this is the age group basically that is like very on Instagram. They totally get what this is. And they were like, yes, we're doing it.
It's our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Thursday.
I'm turning 23.
So that's why we're down here celebrating our birthday.
I'm here.
Have you been here before?
No, this is both our first time.
Yeah.
We just took a trip together.
Do you always speak in unison?
We try not to, but it's very weird.
How did you meet?
You told her.
I, you know, hit the DMs.
She hit me up online.
Yeah, we met up.
They were on vacation, actually, in New Orleans. But it was great to see their excitement and what they had been discovering in the city.
And then from there, from this light, bubbly couple, you meet this guy named Matt, who actually has a really challenging tale to tell.
Yeah, actually, that was just, you know, two steps away from those girls. That guy was standing there almost at the same time. So, I mean, these are what's kind of fun about this little set is that all of these people were right next to each other, but maybe didn't interact with one another. And Matthew was extraordinarily generous with his openness. He was willing to talk about his experience through homelessness and really hitting rock bottom.
I moved here in 2004, exactly a year before Hurricane Katrina.
Why?
Why? I just needed a totally change. An alcoholic and heroin addict. I came here and got sober, so.
Wow.
Yep.
How did you do that?
How did I do that? Short version would be God, but I'm gonna say AA, 12 steps, Alcoholics Anonymous, church. Completely recreated, different person than I was 10 years ago. Pretty much had already been to every mission, had been homeless, just a lot of bad times in Jackson. I've been in every hospital, every detox, and I burned pretty much every bridge in that city. So I came here and got sober.
What do you hope that people get out of looking at the images on NOLA beings and reading the quotes?
On a basic level, I just would like to think that the project lets people see each other in a different way. You know, I think we all kind of exist in our own bubbles, whether that's like our friends and family and then our work people or our neighborhood or something like that. And so by trying to walk all over the city and talk to people, I don't know, like maybe just recognize that each one of those people is a whole person, is like has this depth and complexity that isn't necessarily just what they look like or what we might immediately think when we see somebody. Also, I should say, people always think I'm saying NOLA beans.
Like red beans.
Like red beans. So I always say, it's NOLA beings, like human beings.
NOLA beings are human beings too. Yeah. And you are one of them as well. Claire Bangser of NOLA beings. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Eve.